We got the weekend just around the corner, and coming up this Sunday, the Arts on Market Fall Craft Festival is back on the Southern Village Green Sunday afternoon from noon to 4 p.m. Come out and shop from dozens of artists and artisans from around the community and the region. Going to be a lot of fun. They'll have live music, raffles for prizes, and a whole lot more. We're joined in the studio by Melinda Abrams, who's the founder of Arts on Market, to talk about this event. Melinda, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to talk about Arts on Market and that it's going to be live and in person again.
Yeah. And this conversation presented by Southern Village. And again, head there Sunday from noon to four to check it out. So Arts on Market is in its fifth year. It's every fall, every spring. How did it get started for folks who don't know? What's the origin story?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've been a Southern Village resident for a long time. We've lived actually in Southern Village for 19 years, and we've seen so many great events happen up on the green space. The symphony comes there, there's the movies, there's the music series, and rarely was there any live art. And so I knew some artists, I make art, and I thought, wouldn't it be great just to have this community event up on the green? And so it was a dream. Let's try it. Let's see what happens. And the first one, it was awesome. I think I had 45 people. And then the next year, it was full as 81. This year, because of pandemic and just to space it out a little bit, full as 65.
Okay.
So I have a wait list, which is so exciting.
Nice. Yeah. How cool is it to be back in person?
It's so good to be back in person. I actually, last year, I tried to do a virtual event, which was also successful, but not as fulfilling for me, to be honest. I missed the interaction with the artists and with the community, seeing the art, talking about the art. So being live and in person is I can't express it in words, but I'm very excited about it.
There's definitely something to be said, because I think ever since the internet launched and it's been kind of taking over more and more of life and society, I think a lot of us had it in the back of our heads like, oh, eventually we'll be doing everything online. And I think the experience of the last year and a half is, no, we won't.
We like
doing things in person.
It's interesting. And some of my other work, I do work with people, and some of it has moved online, and that has been very satisfying and surprising. But this particular event, there's something about seeing the art in person, being able to touch it, being able to look at it with something else, and to talk about it with other people is just really, there's nothing like it.
What are some of your favorite memories from past markets?
So some of the things, that's a great question too. I love that Arts on Market has artists who are professional practicing artists who have been doing it for years. And then we always have a booth or two of young, just starting out artists. And this year we have a good handful of older, just starting out artists. And I love that about Arts on Market. It really is, it brings people together from all different experiences, and they help each other. So one of my favorite memories was a potter who has been a potter for a long time and a young potter. Their booths were somewhat close together, and listening to them talk to each other and mentor each other, it was just lovely.
That's cool. Speaking with Melinda Abrams, founder of Arts on Market. Again, the next round of the Arts on Market Fall Craft Festival this Sunday on the Southern Village Green, noon to 4 p.m. Southernvillage.com for the full schedule and more information. You can also find Arts on Market on Facebook page and on our local and virtual events calendar on chapelboro.com. So people heading to the market, what do they need to know to maximize their time?
That's a good question. So the first thing to know is it's free. Anyone can come. I would like to ask people to consider the safety and respect of the artists, and say, it is outside. If you can come vaccinated, come vaccinated. if you're more comfortable to interact with people, wear a mask. It's outside. If you don't want to wear a mask, you don't have to wear a mask. But to consider that, the safety of everyone, and know that it's free. If you want to hear some live music, Isabel Valls, a solo singer, songwriter, is performing at noon. The Portobellos, which are an accordion group, are performing at 1, and the Chapel Borough.
I wonder what Ben in the room when they were coming up with the name.
So fun. What a great name, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. The Chapel Borough Ukulele Company is performing at 2, and the Carrboro High School Jazz Band is performing at 3. So if that impacts when you come, there are artists who cater to things for children. Mm-hmm. There's potters, there's jewelers, there's painters. I'm really excited this year. There are a lot of painters and different kinds of painters. So there's fine art paint, painters who are working with acrylics and watercolors, and then there's some people who are doing handcrafted painted cards. So there's the full spectrum there. There's wood makers, there's mixed media, there's glass, there's textiles, there's leather art, and there's some food, too.
Awesome. Yeah. Rain or shine?
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
Well, I should say, if it's pouring, we'll call it.
Okay. Rain or shine, yes. Hurricane, not so
yeah,
much, right?
Right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Again, speaking with Melinda Abrams, Arts on Market, noon to 4 p.m. this Sunday on the Southern Village Green. As we start to wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks need to know about Arts on Market?
You know, I think the thing is to know that the people who have booths at Arts on Market are your friends and neighbors. There are people who live in the Triangle area, and they love making art, and they're excited about coming back and sharing what they've been creating with people. So just come, enjoy
awesome.
The day. Find something special that would make your home feel beautiful, something for yourself, something for somebody that you love.
Gifts for the
Absolutely.
Holidays.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Raffle prizes too, right?
That's right. There are raffle prizes. We like to encourage, if you purchase from 3 different vendors, you'll be entered for a raffle prize for just cash.
Nice. Love
yeah.
it. Again, Arts on Market, noon to 4 p.m. this Sunday on the Southern Village Green. 65 artists and bakers and makers under the big tent. Live music, raffles, food, and a whole lot more. SouthernVillage.com for the full schedule and more information. Also, check out the Arts on Market Facebook page. Melinda Abrams, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.